Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 19th perek of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to perek Yutes, Mishnah Ches, Haturmal Shenifchasa. If you have a bag that shepherds would use that became broken, so it can't hold things anymore, Kis Shebetocho Tamei. So the small pocket that's inside of this bag is Tamei, because it's still able to be to hold things. So it's still a Beis HaKibul, Beis Kibul. Ve'enu Chibrelo, and it's also not considered to be part of the bigger bag, meaning even though it's physically attached to this larger bag, it doesn't become tame if something tame touches the larger bag, nor does the larger bag become tame if something tame touches this smaller pocket. Hachemas shebeitzim shalom mekablosima. If you have a leather bottle that also has like side pockets that also hold liquid, v'nifchasu, and the bottom of those side pockets are no longer usable, they break, tahoros, then they're tar. They are not able to be mekabel tuma, shein mekabels kedarkan, because they cannot receive normal liquid that they normally hold. So meaning the way that it would work is that the liquid would go into these little pockets once it was overfilled. So it's not going to happen anymore. It's all gonna spill out, and we therefore consider it to be tahor. Mishnah test. Teva shenivchas amitzida, tamei midras utamei meis. If you have a box that's opening is on the side of the box, it become tamei with tumas midras and with tumas meis. Amar Rabbi Yosi, emasai. When do we say that it can become tamei with tumas midras as well? Bizman shein a gavoa asar tefachim lo shein la lizbeis tefach. That's only if it's less than 10 tefachim high and it doesn't have a 1 tefach rim around the edge of it. Because if it were more than 10 tefachim high, it's hard to like prop yourself up on it. It's too high to sit on. And if it's got a rim around it, then it's really tough to sit on if it's a 1 tefach high rim. Nivchas amilamailan, if it's broken at its top, meaning the top broke off, tamei tamei meis, it can still become tamei with tumas meis, because you can still use it, you can still keep things in it, but it's not going to become tamei with tumas medras, because obviously if there's no top, there's nothing to sit on. Nivchas amilamatan, if the bottom broke, Rameir says it could become tamei with tumas medras because you could sit on it, but not with tumas meis, because it can't hold anything. V'cham metaren, v'cham say it doesn't even become tamei with tumas medras, meisha batal ikar, batal tfeila, because if the ikar is batal, then the tefil is batal as well, meaning it's primarily, it's a box that's meant to hold things. You might also use it as a seat, but once it can no longer be used as a box, so its secondary usage as a seat is also no longer relevant. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if you have a shepherd's bag that breaks open, so the small pocket in it is an independent kli that's mekabel tuma on its own. And then we said that if you have a leather bottle that has a side pocket and the side pocket broke open, so it's going to be tahar because it cannot be mekabel items in the normal way. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that if you have a box that breaks open on its side, it could still be tamei tumas medras and tamei meis, but Rabbi Yossi says that's only if the height is less than 10 tefachim and it does not have a 1 tefach high rim around the edge. If the top breaks off, then it can no longer be tamei tumas medras because you can't sit on it. If the bottom breaks out, then Rav Meir says that it's going to be tamei with tumas medras, but obviously not tumas meis. And the Chum say, well, once it's not tamei tumas meis, it's not tamei tumas medras either. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yutes, Mishnah Yud.